Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on, bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
when I remember your goodness, consistency towards me. How can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough of words to describe your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings, oh,
remember
every time I remember
your good
every
your hands and say thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
What man cannot do, you have done it for me. What I cannot do, you have done it for me. What people call impossible, you have made it all possible.
trials don't come to stay. And I thank you that someday soon I've got heaven to gain. I just want to thank you, Lord.
My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I have Apostle Marco Brook for you from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We are grateful. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. As I always say, every day is a day of thanksgiving. And so I want to say happy Thanksgiving to each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, if we had thousands and thousands of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Thank you, oh God, for always being there for us. Hallelujah, you are faithful, even when we are not faithful. So, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for your goodness. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing in our lives. We bless your name. We thank you that all your promises are yes. And amen, oh God. Father God, we bless you. We praise you. You've never left. Even when we make mistakes, you are always there, Lord, to pick us up, oh God. So, Almighty God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. You are awesome, oh God. You are a mighty God. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. From the beginning to the end, oh God, we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. Father, we bless you. Lord, this morning, oh God, I lift up each and every one this morning, oh God. That's here this morning, oh God, and those and their families. And Father God, we come together in oneness, in unity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We never would have made it without you. Our children, our grandchildren would not have made it without you. Father God, you are our strength. You are the breath that we breathe. Lord, you are our all in all. So we thank you and we bless you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto every one of us, O God. Father God, forgive us of things that we have done that's not pleasing to you, O God. We pray for mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, O God. Be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry for mercy. If anyone says that they have not sinned, the truth is not in them. But Lord, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy, Lord. We confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And Father God, let us have mercy upon those who have hurt us. Let us forgive those who have hurt us, O God, just as you forgive us. If we do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will you forgive us our trespasses. And so, Father, we ask you to give us a heart to forgive. And many times it is difficult. It's not easy, O God. But, Father God, the Holy Spirit will help us to forgive as you forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, let the blood work for us. Let the blood speak for us, O God. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We took our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We took every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak, O God, our homes, our dwelling places, oh, everything in our possession, in our homes, our children. We soak our grandchildren, our spouses, O God, in the blood of Jesus Christ. Every cell in our bodies, the blood of Jesus, tissue, organs, system, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Yeah, we thank you for the precious blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, armor of God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we put all the full armor on our children, on our spouses, on our grandchildren. Oh, God, oh, Father God, upon our great-granddaughters that are connected to us, oh, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh, God. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God. And the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for your fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pour upon each and every one of us, oh God, your fresh oil, oh God, your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you to be with us and guide us. Let your holy angels to be with us doing your bidding in our lives, oh God. Father God, pour your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to walk in that. Your grace and glory, help us to walk by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus and not by flesh, oh God. Father God, I pray, oh God, Father God, that you increase our faith that we can trust you, oh God, and not lean on our own understanding, oh God. So, Father God, we pray, oh God, as we our walk with you, we want you to continue as our faith is built up each and every day. Father, we bless you. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Somerville, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for strengthening her. We thank you for making her whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know what you started, you will finish. And Father, without even waiting for the finishing, we say thank you. Thank you. We trust your word, oh God. Hey, hallelujah. Father God, we pray, oh God, for Denise. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, moving her from the ICU to another room, oh God. We thank you. What a great God we serve. We are forever grateful to you for her, oh God. And we know that you will finish what you started, oh God. And Father God, we pray for her son, oh God. We ask you, Lord, her oldest son to be with him, guide and protect him, oh God. Father God, whatever it is that is going on in his life, we pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray that you intervene, oh God. Oh, Father God, keep our children safe. Keep them in the secret place of the Most High God. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around them and a glory within them, oh God. Father God, each of our children. children, oh God. They're inside, oh God, your holy legions of angels. So, Father God, we pray, Lord, that you send your holy legions of angels for each and every one of our children in the name of Jesus. Even for her in the hospital, Lord. Let your holy legions of angels be with her 24/7. Be with her children 24/7. Keep them from evil. Keep them, oh God. Provide for them exceedingly abundantly above all that they can think or act of, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for Allison, oh God. We thank you for her husband and the rest of her children, her son and her daughter, oh God. We ask you to be with those children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless our household. Bless the work of our hands. Father God, give her more endurance to pray and praise. Praise and praise. Pray and praise and rejoice, oh God. Whatever she stands in need of, oh God, let her not lack anything. Provide for her in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we bless you, oh God. We bless you for her faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Embrace her in your love. Give her wisdom, oh God, more wisdom on what she needs to find answers, Lord. You speak to her, you walk with her, and let her hear the voice of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for you have done great things. We thank you, Lord, for the elections in Liberia. We thank you, Lord, that for your divine intervention. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came in like a flood, you raised up a standard. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing for that nation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your name. And Lord, we pray for those who lost their family members. We ask you, oh God, to comfort them in this hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them beautiful ashes. Pour upon them the oil of gladness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Yekuriyama Sandriya. Comfort the families, oh God. Provide the finances for them to bury the loved ones, oh God. Take away every hate, every bitterness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, be with them. Be with the leadership. So, Father God, we thank you for this nation, of the nation of Liberia. We thank you for the United States, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to intervene in the Congress. Intervene. Let your perfect will be done, oh God, in the U.S., oh God. Let prayer come back up, oh God. Let there be a prayer revival, oh God. In the name of Jesus, sweeping from one end to the next end, glorifying the name of Jesus. Let a prayer revival hit each and every home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, you said to pray with us season. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God. Let there be not only a prayer revival, but a prayer movement. That, Father God, we will pray according to what you want us to pray in the name of Jesus, so that every prayer we pray, Lord, that you will answer those prayers according to your will, plan, and purpose for our lives. So, Father, we thank you. We're forever grateful to you, Almighty God. You're God from the beginning to the end. Oh, Father, we pray for Pastor Young. Lord, continue to comfort her and her family. Oh, God, in the loss of her brother absent in the body, it's presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you for his children. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord. Oh, embrace her in your love, oh, God. Oh, Father God, give her a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, bless her family. Oh, bless our brothers, children, our nieces, and our nephews. Father God, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. We want to say good morning to each and every one of you this morning. We bless God. Happy Thanksgiving again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want you to turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel 23. These are David's last words. If you had a last word, when we may or we may not. I mean, we all will have a last word, but if God says, what would your last word? And think about this. What would your last word? And it says, say something before you pass. What would it be? I'm going to read David's last words, and I want each of you to listen and then to think about what your last words will be. These are the last words of David. 2 Samuel 23, the inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's song. Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The rock of Israel spoke. The God of Israel spoke. The rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, I want you all to hear it. When one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. If my house were not right with God, surely he would not have made with me an everlasting covenant and arranged and secured in every part. Surely he will not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me every desire. But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with the hand. Who touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to speak about the different sons of David. So these are David's last words. I read to you 2 Samuel 23 and verses 1. The seventh, your last words. Somebody say your last words. What would your last words be? Hallelujah. If this was the last time you had speech, what would your speech be? Hallelujah. You know, Jesus had his last words. His last words was, Father, his last word was, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Hallelujah. What was finished? So everybody on this whole earth have a last word, whether they know it or not. You have a first word and you have a last word. What is your last word? What would your last word be? Jesus, we know on the cross, he said many things, but the last word, he said seven words. But the last word, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Father, into my head, I commit my spirit. What was finished was his accomplishment. He has fulfilled the purpose that God has sent him to fulfill. Hallelujah. So think about it. Apostle Paul had a last word. He's finished in faith. He's done everything. And everybody used those words for funerals. He has poured out everything that God placed in him. In it. He was ready. What would your last words be? Hallelujah. For me, our last words would be, thank you, Lord. My last word, I give you thanks. Thank you, Lord. And I could go on and on for things I would thank him for, but most importantly, I would want my last words to be like Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like Apostle Paul, because I want to finish what God assigned. God is in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. It was Apostle Paul's last word. Hallelujah. He said in 2 Timothy, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will judge me, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to those who have longed for his appearing. He's saying, I have finished. He's finished. I pray, in my opinion, that all of us finish our assignment. And there's one of the things I pray for my children also, that they finish what God has given them to finish. To do your assignment. I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. And the time has come for my departure. 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. I am already being poured out like a drink offering. Everything he placed in us, every assignment, we finish it. And that would be what my last words would be. Hallelujah. Because I want to finish. That's why we got to stay on course. Amen, in the name of Jesus, has finished all of our assignment. And the Lord, and I'm not trying to make it gloomy. This is a day of thanksgiving. But you think about those things. Your last word should be, thank you, whatever it is, whatever you want to say to God. I know my grandmother, last words, and her mother, last words. My grandmother knew she was about to die. She knew everything. she wasn't sick or anything. Grandmother went out, did her last work for the United Methodist Church. Her birthday was October 23rd. She did not have a regular, did she always have people over? She said no, she only wanted the pastor to give her communion. That's the first time she never celebrated her birthday the way she usually does. And they gave her communion. That was it. 3 days later, it was time for her to fast. She woke up in the morning. She was not sick. She went and did her work for the United Methodist Church in Liberia. She worked hard that day. She worked until her last day. She said she had something to do at the church. She went and did everything with the children. Some committee came home, took her bath and everything, lie in her bed, called everybody in the house and told them thank you for all the kindness they had done for her, all the children in the house, my aunt, my uncle. So everybody, thank you. And she thanked God, and she took her last breath. Her mother died the same way. And I pray to the Lord, since I'm named after her, I always pray to the Lord to be able to say that, like she did. So those, we got to be grateful to God in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your family and friends. You know, you don't want nothing to happen to them. Hallelujah. I want everyone to finish with us their assignment. Nobody must leave here before that time. Hallelujah. So as we go through this, what is your assignment? What is your purpose? Everybody got different assignments. Hallelujah. But at least let it be finished before we leave. Amen. So this Thanksgiving, let us be loving. Let us be kind to one another, not only this Thanksgiving, but of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Praying for one another from a sincere heart. Don't pray just to be praying. Pray with love and caring and sensitivity. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Hallelujah. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. Do unto others as you have them to do unto you. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Hallelujah. Be there for your family, your children, your friends. Forgive. Hallelujah. Let us live lives that are pleasing to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is my word this morning for you. Yesterday we all had time to say what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. It's because of you. The ministry keeps moving forward. It's not about the crowd. It's about the quality of people. And God has given this ministry people with character. People who love him, actually, people who love him. Hallelujah. And so we bless God. I'm grateful to God for each and everyone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the King of Kings. This day also for me is my mother died on this day 7 years ago. And so it's a bittersweet day because this is the anniversary of her death. Of course, I was there taking care of her and everything else, but it's a funny day for me, but I'm still grateful to God for my mother. Hallelujah. Very, very grateful in the name of Jesus. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Today, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness, hallelujah, and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And I'm leaving with this song, remembering my mother, and I wrote for her in honor of her. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.